Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. We are talking with Mindy Collette, professional fitness model and physique competitor. And this is part three of a three-part series. And in this episode, Mindy is going to break down for you body part by body part exactly what exercises she does, the sets and the reps, and her entire routine to get the incredibly beautiful, sexy physique that she's achieved. Enjoy. So let's talk about your workouts, Mindy.
Okay.
I don't know how you work out to get this amazing fitness model physique of yours.
Well, so if it's a bicep tricep day, for instance, I will go in.
Well, let's run through the week.
Okay.
Monday through Sunday, what does it look like for you?
Okay. So I do like a 4-day rotation usually is what I do. So I will do legs and then I'll do bicep tricep and then I will do chest and shoulders and then I will do a back day. And I usually do abs with most of those days because abs can be worked pretty regularly and calves I'll throw in on other days too, like in between sets if I'm really sore and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't pick up another barbell and it's buys and tries day. I'll just go whip out some calves to make sure my body gets, you know, a rest properly so I can get back into it.
And now this is a 4-day rotation. So now does that mean that you do just these 4 days out of the week or you do these 4 days and then starting within the same week, you start all over again?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'll start all over again. So,
how many days a week do you work out?
5 or 6, depending on the week. I try to make myself take a day off. And lately I've been doing yoga also, so my body's really sore. So it's been more like 5 days because I'm also doing that and my regular workouts. So, I try to do 5 or 6.
Okay. It would kind of look like this: legs Monday, arms Tuesday, chest and shoulders Wednesday, back Thursday, and then legs again on Monday?
Or Friday.
Oh, sorry, not Monday. Friday, of course. And then maybe, and then you might even take Saturday and Sunday off, and then come back Monday, you're doing buys and tries, and then shoulders.
Or if I was feeling really adventurous, I just hit it up again on Saturday and do buys and tries then, and then hit shoulders or on Monday. So.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Totally got it. All right, so let's look at what your legs – what does your leg workout look like?
A leg workout looks like I recently upped the ante on my box jumps, which I was really excited about. So I grab like a 15-pound sandbag now, and I throw it up on my shoulders, and I'm doing my box jumps with that, and that's killer. My legs are so sore.
You're an animal.
It's really good. I love it. So I had to drop down to like the 2.5 or 3-foot box, though. I couldn't do like the tall box, you know, it was just too much. So I can still get up on like the medium box with that. So those are really good. I do box jumps.
That's like, you know, half the height of your body.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good one.
It's really good.
Yeah. I like it. It's fun. So I'll do that. And then I do, single leg deadlifts and I'll hold like a kettlebell and do a single leg deadlift. And calves, of course, and I do leg extension and hamstring curls and leg press. And I like to do walking lunges. And we have a little ramp in the gym that I currently work out at that actually kind of like goes uphill a little bit. So I do my walking lunges with like a 35-pound bar weight plate, and I'll do up the ramp. And I really like that because I feel like I get even more of a workout. It's a really hard one. So that's usually my leg workout. I try to do like 6 to 7 different leg things while I'm there. So, I mean, and it changes, but those are
my favorite. What does your reps and sets look like?
So box jumps, I will do, if I can do 12 or 15, I'll do 12 or 15, but with the new weighted bag, it's like 10. So I do 3 sets of 10. Same thing for the, single leg deadlifts. Although the other day I did single leg deadlifts and regular deadlifts, and I think that's why I'm so sore. And most of my stuff is 3 sets of 10. But the walking lunges, I do 15 on either side. So,
on either side. So that means you're doing 30 steps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Oh, you beat the crap out of your legs. That's pretty good.
I try.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you're looking at up to 21 sets for just your legs. That's pretty impressive. All right. Then buys and tries. What does your workout look like there?
I try to start with the hardest. Oh, that's what I should say for legs too. I apologize. I'm going to go back to that. On legs, I try to do the box jumps and the single leg deadlifts and leg press first, because those are the three hardest things. Otherwise, I don't have the energy for them at the end, and then I won't do them. So I just wanted to preface with that. Same thing goes for biceps and triceps. I do drop sets. So I'll take a barbell, and it's a 40-pound bent barbell, so it has a good grip on it. And depending on my day, depending on my strength / back problems or anything like that that I've been having. So right now I had some shoulder and back issues right before my show, so I've had to drop my weight a little bit on there. So I took the 40-pound barbell, and I'll put like 2 2.5-pound plates and a 5-pound plate on either side, and I do a drop set. So my first set is 8, and then I'll strip the 5 off. So I still have the 10 additional pounds on there, and I'll do another 10, and then I strip a 2.5 off, and then I do another 10. And that's one. That's one set.
Wow.
So, yeah, so you end up doing 28 curls per set, and I do 3. And so, yeah, so it starts at, what is that, 10, 20. So it starts at 60 pounds, drops down to 50 pounds, and then drops down to 45 pounds. And that's the lowest I go for that.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I'll do triceps. My favorite tricep is a skull crusher with a barbell, and I will lay down and do a skull crusher with a barbell, and then I'll do a narrow grip press, so tricep press. So it's basically like a bench press, but it's a little lower, and your elbows are really close to your body, so it hits the triceps again. So I'll piggyback those, and then I will do a seated, the inverted.
Wait, so are you supersetting those?
Yeah, so, I superset. Mm-hmm.
So you do – okay, so you get your skull crushers to failure, right? Are you doing it to failure? Can I assume that? Or
I do 10 – yeah, usually it's like 15 is my failure, so the last set tends to be like 10, because I'm doing – I do 45 with that now, so it's pretty intense by the time it's
so
over.
So you get your set of skull crushers. You can't do any more skull crushers. Now, at that point, without taking a break, you go into the narrow grip tricep press?
Yeah, while you're still laying down.
And then now, after you finish the narrow grip tricep press, do you take a break then, or do you go right back to the skull crushers?
I might take a drink of my thing that I have with me, and then I'll walk back over it and do it. I don't really take much of a break.
What's the thing that you have with you? What, you mean water, or you have something else?
I guess that's a supplement I started taking just recently, just since I stopped doing my show, is a pre and during workout by Vegan Proteins. And it is called, I don't remember what it's called. I just started this last week, so I probably should talk about that. It is a blackberry lemonade, I believe, flavor. And I like it. It's basically, it's like a carb drink, but it has a bit of plant protein in it. It's called Active Fuel, and it's lemonade, by Genuine Health. So, I have been starting to use that this week, but usually it's just water that I'll have with me, or like tea or something like that, because it's early in the morning and I'm cold. I'll take tea with me to drink. So I'll take a drink of that and then hit my arms up again. I try not to rest very much, because then I lose momentum and I want to push myself as hard as I can. So I like to keep going. So then my next set would be a seated, I don't really know what they're called necessarily, seated inverted curl, where you have your elbow to your knee and you're kind of focused, isolation curl basically.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a concentration curl, classic. The Arnold Schwarzenegger curl.
Yes, that's the one. That's the
you're
one.
You're like kind of in the thinking pose.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Precisely. So I'll do a set of those, and then I've been doing, and I really like this, I take two benches, and this is a little bit tricky if you're in a really busy gym, but I'll take two benches, one for my hands to be on and one for my heels to be on, and take a couple different weight plates, and I do a drop set tricep dip. So, with my feet on the bench. So I started the first time with a 45 pound plate in my lap, and that was a little intense. So it's down to 35, start with 35, drop to 25, and then just take a 10 and a 5 and put those on my lap for the 15. And I do a drop set of 3. So I do, and usually getting to 10 on any of those is hard. So I do 10, 10, 10, and then rest. So you end up doing 90 curl or 90 dips in that position, and you're pretty fried after that.
Wow. You like doing drop sets, huh?
Yeah, I do. Just because I've seen the most growth with those, I feel really good about those. And then when you're finished with that, you're very grateful to be doing biceps again. So
I got a question for you. So if you've seen the most growth using drop sets with those, why not do that with other body parts?
I do sometimes, like on leg press. I've done mm-hmm. that before. In fact, the other day I was doing that. I hit legs really hard this last week, so it's really hard to. They're really sore. What I did was on leg press. I didn't want to overdo my back because 430 pounds is a lot for my frame already. So what I did
was more than I can handle.
So I did 430 at like regular, pushed myself to 12, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do anymore. And I thought, you know what I should do is because of this exact conversation we're having, I was thinking that prehand, and I was like, I should try to see how heavy I can go single leg and do that sort of idea. So I did that. I basically did drop sets with single leg press. So I cut my weight down to like 210. And did single leg, and I'm really sore. It really helps. So I'm hoping to see some good results from that. The only reason why I don't do that with more of the leg, things is just because a lot of them are machines, and it would be hard to do. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's just the logistics. Like, I got it. Yeah. Unless you have a partner that's swapping out the weight for you. I got it. Okay.
So I try.
You would if you could.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then does that conclude your bicep tricep workout?
Oh no, that's only four. And then I do a standard curl with just a dumbbell curls, and I will go over to a tricep machine, like a cable machine, and I do standard and reverse grip single arm kickbacks. So forward with the wrist facing, palm facing down, can do like 30 pounds, and then I'll do 25 reverse grip with my palm facing upward. And I will superset that with the bicep curls. And since that was two triceps, once I'm finished with the bicep and tricep, then I'll finish it with another bicep, which I will do a hammer curl, or maybe like on the cable again with the V rope, the double pulley, and do that. And then depending on if I'm feeling okay, like if I'm feeling I didn't kill myself on those drop sets in the beginning with the biceps and tricep drop sets, then, you know, I might go and grab a bar and do 21s again, or overhead tricep extensions, things like that. So I do try to mix it up, and I try to listen to my body. If I feel like I can keep going, I'm definitely going to keep going. But I always try to do six workouts, so minimum of that.
Wow. You monster.
Trying.
All right. So then now that finishes your bicep and tricep workout.
It does. And it does? Okay. Because it's give or take on the end there. I might be able to bust out a seventh or eighth workout, but if not, I'm good at the six. So
set. Okay. Then the day after that, chest and shoulders.
Chest and shoulders. I would start with bench press, which I'm at 80 or 85 pounds on bench press, which isn't a lot, but I'm working on it. So I'll start with, and that usually I'm by myself. And so I'm lucky if I can get the 10 out by myself, cause I'm trying to get more weight on there, but I don't have somebody to swap me. So, I'll do a set of that. And then I would do, front and lateral raises with just a dumbbell. And I do both arms at the same time for shoulders, and then I do finish out with the rest of my chest. So piggyback those two. And then I do cable. I like cables cause I can do these good things by myself. So the cable would be, I would drop it down about as low as it will go to the floor and take it diagonally in my hand and come up and under. So I work the under part of my pectoral, and piggyback that with reverse grip where your cable is behind you and you're coming out to the side. So another side lateral raise, but from a different angle. So it's really calling on a different part of your shoulder. And then I would take the cable and take it to the top and do for the chest and do another diagonal, but this time from vertical, from up to down. So it's pulling more in those pectoral, the minor muscles a little bit more so. And just the upper chest instead of lower. And
wait, if you're going from up to down, if you're starting high and you're going low, mm-hmm. that, is that what you're saying? Oh no, that's sternal pectoralis. That's the lower part.
Well, Maybe I'm doing it wrong because I'm
No,
doing it
you're
right.
not. You're not. You just got them backwards. When you go from, I mean, I don't mean to correct you, but it's just when you're going from low to high, that's your sternal. That's your clavicular pectoralis area. That's the top part because it's pulling your arms upward. Whereas the other way around, when you're going high to low, that's
Oh,
the
yes,
lower
I said it
part because it's
backwards.
pulling down. Yeah,
Yes,
that's all. That's all.
sorry, I
Okay,
said
I
it.
was just I'm like
You knew what I meant.
making sure. Well,
You're welcome.
making sure I knew what you meant, unless there
Yes.
was another technique or I misunderstood how you had the cable set
No,
up.
you're good. I was just thinking opposite. Sorry. Yes. So then, after that, then I would do. There's a seated. I don't know what it's called, but it's a seated shoulder raise. So you put your outer elbow on the little pads and kind of press upward and outward, and it works like your shoulder cap and
The little
deltoid.
seated deltoid machine. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I'll do that
Like an
also.
upward fly,
Yeah,
but your elbows are bent.
exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what that. I think it's called the shoulder machine. I think that's what it's
We're
called.
just gonna call it that. It's good. And then I like to do push-ups. So I'll do push-ups on the BOSU ball, which is, I don't know if you have those in your gym, probably the flat bottom on one side and rounded on the other. I'll put the rounded side
It's
down.
like a big blue boob.
Yes, it really is. And I'll use the flat side up and just kind of do my push-ups on that. And I like to do in it's so hard. I don't really know the names of these things because I've really done a lot of the stuff by self-teaching. So I'm just
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'll put my head on the back of a bench and kind of do like a lean over and pull my arms again forward. But when I'm leaning in that position, I feel it in different positions than I do when I'm standing upright because it's calling on different muscles to use. So I'll do that again for shoulders.
Let me. Okay, so hold on. I'm trying to picture this. You've got your head on the back of a bench. Is that what you said?
So I'm kind of standing upright and against like a seat bench, and I'll kind of lean over a little bit into the front of the bench. So not like laying
Okay, so
into it.
you're bent over at like 90 degrees in the hip.
Yes.
Okay. And then what are you
And
doing? And
then
then you're doing kind of a fly motion, like a reverse fly motion with dumbbells. Is that how?
Forward though. So it'll come up to the front. So instead of doing like what you were doing when you're seated on the traditional shoulder machine, you're coming up to the front. And I feel like I hit different muscles than when I'm just standing upright and I'm doing the. And I saw this on bodybuilding.com, but of course I can't remember the exact name of it. And it seems to help with different formation of my shoulder muscles. So I feel
Where
it
do you
in
feel
different.
it? Where do you feel it the most?
I feel it more in the front part of my shoulder than I did when I'm standing upright. I feel it like on the outer edges of my shoulder, and on the front when I'm leaning over, I'm feeling it more a little bit more in towards the front. So I wouldn't say it's calling on chest muscles per se, but I feel it maybe more in like my traps a little bit. So which is good.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I and I do actually do shoulder shrugs also, but those usually I throw in with like back day because my back day is a solid muscle, and I try to feel out where my body's at, make sure I'm feeling okay. And then I lost count. I don't know where I was at on that. Usually I keep a little tab with me while I'm working out, so.
Are those all the shoulder exercises that you do?
I think so. I'm trying, I don't remember how many I told you at this point, so I wasn't writing them down.
I don't remember how many either. Do you do any military presses with
I
dumbbells or
do, yes.
barbells?
I do military press seated with dumbbells.
All right,
Yeah.
cool. Great. Well, that's intense because shoulders and chest days, because your shoulders are one of your primary stabilizers for just about every chest movement that you do. Do you have any particular order that you do those exercises in? Do you do all chest first and then shoulders, or do you mix them in together?
I mix them in together again because I want to get the most out of my workout. And for me, if I just did chest, and then shoulder, I would burn out and I wouldn't be able to get as much weight up. So for me, I'm trying to optimize my weight with my workout. So for me, it works the best to superset.
Right on. Well, that's intense. I mean, because you're doing supersets for it's your well, the muscles that you're working, the shoulders and the chest, they're almost getting double duty even though you're separate. It's different than supersetting a back and a chest exercise where one gets to rest as the other one is working.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a tiring day.
You like to go really intense.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I said you like to go very intense.
Yeah, I do. I like to. I don't take my gym time lightly.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your back workout.
Okay. I love my back workout. So, if you're familiar with Dana Lynn Bailey, she's not vegan, but she's an incredible physique. She has an incredible physique.
She makes me look like a girly man.
She does. She's freaking diesel beyond belief.
She is incredible.
Is that who you got your haircut inspiration from?
More, yeah, like last year or so, I saw her and kind of like just fell in like in love, not in a weird way, but I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is what I want. Like not an obsession, but I was kind of like, okay, that's my goal, you know?
Oh, really? I was just playing with you.
She's intense, so I don't know if I'll be able to get there like naturally, but like I'm just like, wow, I have so much respect for her muscle. So I've watched some of her videos, and in one of her videos, she on a pec deck like fly, she faced the machine, but she didn't sit down to work her back. She actually leaned into it. So she pushed her clavicle, like her, I can't think today, her upper like shoulder area against the seat, yeah. And her chin was just barely above it. Oh, there we go. We had a weird connection for a minute there. I think we're okay now. So she pushes that into it, kind of leans into it, and then does her fly. And so it's really forces all the muscles along your spine and under your shoulder blades to really contract and pull that over. So my lats started to grow, and I was like, this is amazing because it's using, it forces you to use that because you're doing that, that reverse fly basically, but at that angle. So I was up to 90, had a back injury. I'm 80 pounds on that now. So I'll do, I try to do 15, usually by like the third set. That last like two for the 10 is a big deal, but I will get 10 in. So I just kind of push myself as much as I can go on that. So I will do that, and I superset that with pull downs, lateral pull downs. Mm-hmm. And I do seated row. So I will have I'll bend into it a little bit and then sit upright and then pull my shoulder blades together. Mm-hmm. So it's a full body row, not just the seated row. And I also do, bent over row, I guess is kind of what you'd call it. It's an interesting machine. It's not a specific like a row where I grab the barbell, although I do those also, but it's a machine, it's a pulley. It has like the weight in front of it, and I will put on like a 45 or so on that and do lateral pulls that way.
Bent over rows?
Yeah, bent over rows.
Okay, so what is there? Is there a cable handle that's on the ground and you pull it straight up?
It's like a metal rod. It's kind of like a T, and there's a little step in behind the weight.
Oh, wait, you throw plates on top of it? So it's a T-bar row.
It's not like I've seen it in any other gyms, so I don't really know what our machine's called. I like it a little bit better. So I was doing a lot of barbell rows with just the traditional barbell with weights on it. But I really like the motion that this particular contraption gives my body. So I do that. I do bent over rows in our powerlifting area so I can go a little heavier and push myself and then drop it if I need to for correct form. And I also do back extensions. Mm-hmm. So grab a weight plate and kind of work on my low back that direction, kind of coming up into a small upward dog basically. And if I need to rest, this is a good day for me to throw in abs or calves or something like that because I'm focused so much on what's happening in my back. I also do single rows, like lawnmower pulls. Mm-hmm. And again, this might be a day where I throw in traps depending on how my back is feeling. So back is kind of one of those days where I try to work other things in with it that I might have missed during the week or something that might need to be just to give my back a little bit of a break. But I always try to bust out, again, those six workouts, if possible, six lifts.
Six sets. Okay. Or the six exercises. Now that concludes your back workout. Then you sprinkle abs and calves in all of your workouts.
I do.
Yeah, so what are let's go through some of your favorite abs and calves exercises.
Okay. Calves, I take a step, like from a step class, take a step and I stand at a Smith machine and I'll put weights on the end of the bar and I will do inverted, standard, and turnout calf raises. I also do
Say that one more time. You came in a little choppy.
Oh, sorry. I stand in the Smith machine with a step, and I will put my toes inverted, standard, and turned out, and I will do my calves there. And usually, I do 15 to 20, depending on what my where I'm at as far as sore or tired goes in my workout. Try to
Wait, toes inverted. What do you mean by that?
just so instead of toes facing directly forward, just slightly turn them in a
Oh,
little.
okay. So like they're almost pointing toward each other,
Yeah.
like pigeon-toed kind of. Okay, I'm with you. All right.
And I also do a standing machine where the weight is on your shoulders, and I'll do the same thing there. Just try to break it up. I'll hold kettlebells and do them that way. And also, I've done seated. I've been kind of moving away from seated because my calves don't really need to grow in the lower region. I was wanting to build them in the upper region, so standing is going to be a better way for me to do that when I can let my heels drop. So I've been kind of moving out of the seated calf raises. As
So,
far as
don't need your soleus to be worked so much. You want to focus on your gastrocs.
yeah.
And now, do you do all of those styles within the same workout, or are you doing one at a time?
If I'm splitting it up, so if it's leg day and I need a break from my quads and my hamstrings are really tired, I will go do superset maybe with the Smith machine calf raises. And then if I again need a little bit of a break from quads and hamstrings and my calves aren't really that tired yet, maybe I'll go do the standing machine with the weighted on the shoulders. So I'm not opposed to doing them in the same day. I kind of listen to my body on
Got
that.
it. All right. What are some of your favorite ab exercises?
I do a couple. One is I take a the workout ball, the large workout balls, and I'll put my feet on it, and I will come to a pike, like a peak, on my hands. So I will pull the lower abs in with that. I do captain's chair. Shoulders are down, elbows are on there, and legs are free hanging. Lift up. I do those with bent and straight legs. On the Bosu ball, I will take the flat side down, rubber side up. I'll put the rubber side in my low to mid back region and extend one leg like a bicycle almost and do a really slow pull across. It gets a nice oblique workout in. And my all-time favorite, and this one is a little bit more of a description because it again isn't something that I've seen many people do, but I'll take a mat and I'll lay down under the free weight like squat machine and lower the bars so they're about as low as they can go and get into a position where I am basically doing like a chest press. I put a 10 and a 5 on either side. So my bar is then at 75 pounds.
So it's stable. It's not
Yeah.
moving.
Yeah, so stable. So I push it up into a chest press position, and on my breath out, I pull my legs up, or excuse me, on my breath in, I pull my legs up, and as I exhale, I lift my hips up, straight legs straight up to the ceiling, and exhale, come down, take a breath, and then lower my legs as I breathe in, and on my exhale, or an exhale as I lower my legs all the way down. So the entire time, my upper and lower abs are completely contracted. My obliques are calling in, and also it works a little bit of your hip flexors. But your body is really forced to stabilize because you're also holding that bar above your head and making sure that nothing's moving. So it's a
So
really
are your legs up the entire time? I mean, like pointing in an upward direction? Let me make
No.
sure I got this right. No.
So you start in a completely flat-laid position.
Okay.
I point my toes.
Okay,
I
got it. So you start with your legs parallel to the ground,
I do.
and then you're gonna bend them at the hip at 90 degrees, so then your legs are pointed straight up to the ceiling, and then you press your butt off the ground up toward the ceiling. Is that right?
Yep,
And then repeat. Okay, now I
legs
got it.
straight the entire time.
So that's what you do, and it's just and then you throw in some yoga to increase your recovery. When you're doing this, you ever get criticism from people in your life? And you know, say, why are you doing this? Or even to this day, you know, you look so good and you're so healthy. Do you ever get trouble from friends or family, you know, concerned about your health?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if they're necessarily concerned about my health, but they don't agree with my lifestyle of being vegan, because for instance, my dad is an avid hunter, and that's his pride and joy of life. He loves doing it, and he has been doing it for years, and he's, you know, he feels fine, I guess. I don't know. They're not necessarily the picture of health in my book, but he and my mom, but they, you know, they're pretty dead set against it. So I was wearing like an herbivore shirt. My dad's like, no, that should say carnivore. You're a carnivore. I'm like, oh my gosh. So yes, I get a lot of flack from my family, a lot of flack from my family.
And how do you deal with it?
I just try to make light of it. I've, you know, try to turn it around to be as positive as possible without being attacking, because I don't want to, I don't know. I don't want to cause more of an upheaval, especially within my family, than necessary. So I try to be as gracious about it as possible. I'm not going to let them run over me, but I'm also not going to condemn them for where they are, you know? So, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas time, I bring my own food, I make my own food, and they all harass me for it. And then they all eat it and they like it. So I think for them, it just makes them question where they are. I don't feel like it's necessarily, anything per se against me. Just it makes them feel uncomfortable for where they are versus where, what I'm doing. So, I just try to take it and be gracious and, you know, let them try my things and not force it on them, because I don't feel like forcing my opinion on anyone is going to make it better. So,
Yeah, it's true. What's new with you? What's going on? What does your future look like with this vegan endeavor and you getting your registered dietitian's license in the next few years?
Well, I also am hoping this summer to take the E. Cornell plant-based nutrition course. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to make that happen. So I would like to do that. And I'd also actually like to become certified in yoga, just to be able to do a little bit more of what I love and help educate others. As far as being in the vegan community, I am part of the Plant Built competing team, excuse me, and also part of the vegan bodybuilding team. And so I'm hoping through that we're going to be doing more blogging for veganbodybuilding.com and things of that nature. So I feel personally, I have my website, mindyvegan.com is just what I launched. But I am a college kid, so it's kind of a slow process there. don't have a lot of time or money to put into it, but I am doing my best and emailing people and getting them, you know, the best information I can and pointing them in the right direction for others who might have more or who have more knowledge than I do.
Okay, so if our listeners want to get in touch with you, mm-hmm. is that the website they would go to?
Yeah, mindyvegan.com. I'm also on Facebook. I am Vegan Fitness Model Mindy. I'm on Instagram, Mindy Vegan. I just try to keep it all the same, basically. Try to keep it as easy and accessible. So I'm out there and on veganbodybuilding.com. You can read a little bit about my start out as a vegan and all of that on there too. So.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, that's great. And are you also training people as well? If people want to look you up and say, hey, Mindy, I want your help to design my nutrition and my workouts, can they do that?
Training. I'm not currently training at this time. I have to get my certification for that first. So I'm not training. I want to make sure I have the best. I'm trying to get my college education in before I pursue that too much, because I want to give good quality information. I don't want to give out false information. So, I know what I know right now, but I don't feel like it's, enough to offer yet. So
you don't want to give false information. Well, then don't give out the stuff that you learn in your certification. I'm just joking. Yeah. No, right on. Okay, great. Well, they can learn more about you by Mindy, Mindy, vegan, vegan.com. Connect mm-hmm. with her on Facebook. Connect with her on Instagram. Fantastic. Now, before we go, any last bit of wisdom that you got?
You know, I think that a lot of people I keep hearing lately in messages and on forums and things online are people feel really bad when they're like, well, I'm not fully vegan and I can't afford it or I can't do this or whatever. Don't beat yourself up for it. Take it for what it is. excuse me. We're all going to have different journeys and paths. And if where you are right now is that you are doing it 99% of the time and you are trying to get that 1% in or whatever that is, don't beat yourself up for it. Just continue to be as loving and compassionate with your life as you can, and the rest will follow. It'll happen in due time. But don't beat yourself up for it. So I feel like that happens a lot. People are so hard on themselves. And so my encouragement is to be gracious with yourself. And know that, you know, as long as your heart's in the right place and you're trying, then that's all you can do at this time. And you're going to keep improving because that's what we do if we want to. So if you want to continue to grow, you will, but be gracious with yourself.
Very good. Very nice. Mindy, thank you so much for your time and your generosity. Thank you for giving us so much. My audience is going to love you. They're for giving them all of your workouts and your nutrition, your whole nutrition program. You just laid it out just like that. That's so cool of you. I appreciate that. Now, hopefully we'll have you on a show sometime in the near future after you've won some shows, which I know you will. And please keep me up to date on what you're doing. We'll try to post your updates on the veganbodyrevolution.com website. Also, folks, you can feel free to connect with us at facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And also, if you want to send me an email, send it to tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. And also, this is going to be one of our last announcements about our 28-day vegan bodybuilding project with IFPA Pro Tori Washington. We've got all but 6 spots filled up. So if you want to get in on that, please go to veganbodyrevolution.com and click on the 28-day muscle building project link, and you'll be able to enroll right there. Also, if you want to get in on the 10-day vegan fat loss project, we've got the vegan tummy tightener for the girls and the vegan ab cut for the guys. We are accepting just a few more enrollments for our very final phase of our beta testing in it. So far, we've had 59 out of 60 participants have reduced the inches off of their waist by a minimum of a half inch in 10 days with an average of 2.2 inches in 10 days. Average. That's the average. We're not messing around here, folks. So if you want to get in on that, that's the pre-release pricing for that. I highly recommend that you jump in on it. Just realize we're going to ask you to be able to publish your pictures, your information, your measurements, including your name as well. Okay? Well, last thing. If you haven't already, make sure that you download your free vegan muscle building guide where I show you how to gain 7.25 pounds of muscle in 28 days. Go to veganmusclebook.com. So that's it for right now. I thank you so much for tuning in. Again, this is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.